And game number four at the Classic of the Country, Charles Chippewa, the Lady Chimps win over Federal Hockey by the score of 59-45. I'm joined by a few members of this Chippewa Lady Chimps basketball team, and that being Delaney Marshall along with Era Regan and Bree Regan as well. And Delaney, a sophomore for this team, of course, pumping in 15 points for you in the contest. And that was a game you guys were down by 2 points after the first quarter. Came back in the key second quarter, outscored them 16-8 in the second quarter. What was the biggest difference, do you think, in that second period?
I just think we talked about what we needed to do, and we got back on defense, and we really just worked as a team. We just knew we had to get more points.
You certainly did. That turned things around for you. Of course, I mentioned 15 points for you. Talk about your game here, what you're trying to do for your team out on the floor.
I feel like we have leading scorers that are different each game, so it's really just a matter of who finds who, and it just happened to be my teammates found me this game. But usually, sometimes we have Bree being a leading scorer, sometimes we have Era, sometimes we have Myra. It's just all around, we play a good team ball.
Good to see that. Certainly, that is a successful brand of basketball. And Era Regan also alongside you. Era is a junior, had 9 points and 7 rebounds. Era, for you, what are you trying to do out there on the floor here? Of course, the 9 points, but also 7 boards, so hitting the boards as well today.
I'm just trying to do the little things for our team so that we can succeed and continue to get better every single game.
Playing in this situation here at the Class of the Country, what was that like for you being out here in this environment?
It was fun. I know my team had fun. There's a lot of energy in the building, and I like that. I like the atmosphere, and I think we had a good time.
That's always fun. And also Bree Regan alongside you as well. Now Bree had 15 points, 10 rebounds, so double-double for you, and also knocked out a couple of three-pointers in the game today. For you, what was working for you out there on the floor today?
I like to push the ball up the floor and give my teammates more success, and they run down the floor for me, so that gets us a lot of points.
Your 8th win of the season here. What do you think this team is doing well at this point in the season? As you get into the second half of the year, what do you think this team is starting to do well here as you get to, further into the season, I guess?
I think we come out with a lot of energy, and we communicate really well, and we're really good friends on the team, so our communication is really good.
Yeah, Delaney, obviously a team that went far in the tournament a season ago. What's it going to take for you guys to kind of make a long postseason run again for this year?
I just think it's going to take a lot of effort and enthusiasm. We just need to keep our energy up and keep pushing, because if we don't give our 100%, we're not going to make it.
In 5-2 in the Wayne County Athletic League, so still kind of in the mix in conference play, right? What's the biggest key play? What do you think, what stands out to you about what you have to do when you're playing in conference play, I guess?
Well, we play Smithville on Monday, and they are undefeated, so we have to beat them and then win out, and then I think we could have a good chance.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Okay, well, congratulations, girls, for getting a win today.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Delaney Marshall along with Bree Regan and Era Regan, all part of the Chippewa team, got a win of 59-45 over Federal Hockey here at the Classic in the Country. I'm Matt Corey reporting for WKLM.